from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly series exploring Northern California's science and environment. This Friday is Veterans Day. It's a time we often hear stories of bravery on the battlefield or the challenges returning veterans face. This is a different kind of story about another type of military service. It's a project where veterans are helping scientists learn more about conditions like cancer and post-traumatic stress disorder. Amy Standen reports.
What haunts Carl Schuller about his two tours in Iraq is the fact that he came out of them largely unscathed. That was not the case for his best friend, who was badly injured by an IED.
So you start thinking about, well, how fair is that? You know, here's my best friend. This is how he ends up. You know, 80% burns, two members in the vehicle were killed, and here I am in a similar situation, and all of us ended up being okay. I mean, it's a tough thing to deal with.
Back in the States, Schuller struggled with problems that will sound common to a lot of returning vets. He's had to tame his road rage, and sometimes he can be a bit withdrawn. What's gotten him through all this is helping other returning soldiers. He now volunteers in Marin County, counseling vets who are having financial problems. It's that same impulse to help vets that brought him down to the VA Medical Center in Palo Alto on a recent morning.
And last name, sir?
Schuller, S-C-H.
Schuller is here to take part in something called the Million Veterans Program, or MVP. It's a project to build a huge research database with both medical histories and blood samples from 1 million U.S. vets. This is a video produced by the VA to recruit more veterans like Schuller to take part.
To learn more about how genes affect health and thus transform healthcare for veterans and for all Americans.
What makes this program possible is something at which the VA really excels, something that puts it way ahead of the curve when it comes to healthcare. That is electronic medical records. At a time when virtually every other sector of the economy has gone online, medicine has really lagged behind. Most American doctors still carry paper files when they go in to see a patient. Less than a third of hospitals have digitized records. But the VA abounds in electronic data, says Dr. Jennifer Hoblin, a researcher at the VA Medical Center in Palo Alto.
Not only do we have all their clinical records, laboratory, vital signs, pharmacy database, we have annual assessments that we would do that we can track people, assessments of depression, PTSD, suicide screening, alcohol and substances, traumatic brain injury.
Pair all that information with blood samples from a million veterans, and you would have the biggest medical database in the world.
This is actually a good thing all around as far as I'm concerned.
Robert Hyatt is an epidemiologist at the University of California, San Francisco, with a focus on cancer. He says when he started out in this field, he used to send researchers with clipboards from doctor's office to doctor's office, pulling folders from shelves and manually tallying up the data. But electronic databases are vastly faster and more powerful. A huge one, like the VA's, could help him compare thousands of patients with just a few keystrokes to study diseases like lung cancer.
We know that smoking leads to lung cancer, but everybody knows that not everybody who smokes gets lung cancer, and some people who get lung cancer don't smoke. Well, is that because of some sort of genetic predisposition or some sort of genetic protective effect?
These kinds of questions are common in epidemiology and also in drug development, where researchers try and understand why some drugs work for some people but not others. At the VA, one major focus of research is on PTSD, which is common but hard to predict. Some soldiers suffer terribly, but others don't. To know why, you'd need to look for patterns across large numbers of vets. Joel Coopersmith is director of research for the VA.
We'll look at patients with PTSD and patients who don't have PTSD, and then try to look at their genes and see if there's a gene that's there in the patients with PTSD that isn't in the patients who don't have it.
The answers most likely won't just be in the DNA. They'll have to do with complicated interactions of genes and environmental factors like diet or where you come from. Parsing all that out is incredibly complicated. The more data, says UCSF's Robert Hyatt, the better.
Big numbers are important because the effects are small. And in order to detect small effects and to have some confidence in them, you need large numbers.
Recently, the Million Veteran Program signed on its 10,000th participant. They believe in 18 months they'll pass the 500,000 mark. The project will last about 7 years, and in 2012 alone will cost $20 million. VA staff will have to convince hundreds of thousands of veterans to come in and donate blood, and they'll have to reassure them that the information will be kept private. Again, the VA's Dr. Jennifer Hoblin.
The information is totally de-identified and has nothing to do with your medical record. Each sample is given a unique study identification number, so actually it won't be connected with your medical record whatsoever.
Go ahead and have nice a seat. To nice to meet you, too. Go
in a small beige clinic at the VA Palo Alto, a nurse slides a needle into Carl Schuler's arm.
I'm just going to feel a little poke.
About a tablespoon of his blood fills the vial.
Nice and easy.
Schuler says he knows this information isn't likely to improve his own health or even that of the soldiers that he's served with, but he considers it an extension of his work to help other vets.
This was just another piece of that puzzle.
A way to continue his service, even now that he's back home. For Quest, I'm Amy Standen, KQED News.
Learn more about the Million Veteran Program on our website, kqed.org/quest.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with additional support from the Dirk and Charlene Kapsenow Foundation.